This is PCJ Radio International.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, The Happy Station Show, from PCJ Radio International. As always, we have a lot of good music for you today, and some other things as well. But I thought that we'd begin with a little bit of a preview for another one of our programs, which is, I should know it, there it is, yes. I host the thing, and I can't remember. Jazz for the Asking. Yes, a little preview for the latest edition of Jazz for the Asking. We're doing a series this summer on the program featuring some great vocalists, band leaders, and musicians. And this week we're featuring the music of Miss Billie Holiday. So if you're on one of the partner stations that's listening to this now, you probably hear Jazz for the Asking on the same station. Check out their schedule. If not, you can go to our website and download the program there. Or if you have a phone app called Stitcher, you can also download it on Stitcher as well. It's a free phone app, and you can listen to all PCJ programs that way. Okay, let's begin now with our little preview from that show. So we're going to hear a little bit of Billie Holiday. Come rain or shine, beginning today's edition of Happy Station.
Love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be it true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'll love you always. I'm with you rain or shine. Rain or shine.
Come rain or come shine, Billie Holiday, here on Happy Station. Now, before we continue, I want to tell you about some changes that we're making to our Sunday schedule for listeners in Southeast and East Asia. Beginning this Sunday, June the 30th, we are going to be beginning our program half an hour later. So instead of 13 hours UTC, our transmission will begin as of this Sunday at 13:30 UTC. 1330 UTC. The frequency, however, will remain unchanged, and that will be 11835 kHz. If you're wondering why we are changing our start time, we have been notified by a number of our listeners throughout the region of around 15 minutes or so of some interference that is coming from India and China. Now, they're not on that frequency, they're on separate frequencies, and we're kind of in the middle of the whole thing. So there's a lot of noise from both of them. And that stops at 1350. But then, at around 1325, 11835 really clears up for about an hour. And many of you have been suggesting, well, if that's the case, why don't you just start a half an hour later? Because from 1330 to 1430, you'll have an absolutely clear channel. So that's what we're going to be doing this week. Also, we are going to be doing another test of another frequency on, well, the date hasn't been decided yet. We'll probably know in a week or so. But we're going to do a DRM test to the region as well, using an 80 kilowatt from Trincomalee that'll run in tandem with our regular scheduled program. So keep up to date with us through our website, pcjmedia.com, because we'll be posting it there. The next thing I want to talk about, actually, is we've decided to extend our test transmissions for another 4 weeks. This is due to the fact that we're getting some very interesting data now that we've been doing it for a while, and we did manage to find another sponsor for 4 more weeks. So our last test transmission was supposed to be July 7th, but we've decided to extend this to the 14th, 21st, 28th, and August the 4th. So we've extended it 4 weeks. So let us know. And, you know, what reception is like. We've been getting some interesting results. Especially at the point of our transmission where the channel is clear, we're getting some very, very interesting results. The interesting results are the fact that, well, the signal's reaching to areas that we never thought they would be reaching to, namely Latin America, and also now starting to parts of North America, especially the West Coast, but not so clear. But we've had some interesting ideas that some listeners in the U.S. are doing. There's an interesting website called globaltuners.com where you can log on to radios set up all around the world. And a number of our North American listeners have been going there. And I've been going there too because I just wanted to see how many. And if, I'll go to Global Tuners, and usually on a Sunday at that time, there'll be a bunch of receivers that are free. Well, not lately, actually. And I'm kind of wondering how long Global Tuners will put up with me and, you know, our listeners who are hogging the radios just to listen to the program. So, interesting fact indeed. If you're hearing noise, by the way, I don't know if you heard that. Two buildings over, they're doing some major construction on a building. And it is really so much that even though we're in a soundproof area, the sound is still going through the vibrations. So I apologize for any banging noises that you may hear. Just try to pretend that it's thunder. That's the best thing to do. Just try to pretend that it's thunder, okay? All right, time now for more music. Here's the Pet Shop Boys with a song called Radiophonic.
Feels
Radiophonic, the Pet Shop Boys. I want to take a moment, actually, to talk about the strangest letter that we received here for the program. On Monday, I headed to the post office because there was a notification in the mailbox about a registered letter. So I headed to the mailbox and signed for it and took the letter and then just did the normal stuff that I was doing. I had to do some shopping and some other things during the course of the day. And then that night I said, well, okay, I should do some work. So I said, time now to respond maybe to some of the listeners. So I was opening up the letters and put them on a file and taking, an envelope cutter and making a very nice incision, putting it down and doing it. So I was opening them up then and then, okay, interesting. And putting this one in this pile, this one in this pile. And then came across the one that was sent by a registered letter. Well, I opened it up. And to my surprise, guess what was inside? Nothing. Yes. It was just an envelope. Now you're thinking to yourself, well, can't you just write the person who sent it to you? Well, that would be easy. I think that's a great idea, except they didn't put a return address on it. They did address it to Happy Station, but that was it. Now, I do know that they were somewhere in China because of the postmark. The postmark said China, so it did come from China. So somebody actually took the time to write a letter, or type a letter, however they wrote it, take the time to go to the post office, spend extra money to send it by registered post, and they didn't put the letter inside. Now, the letter itself was sent a week before, so it only took about 6 days for us to get it. And I'm trying to think, well, how do I get in touch with this person? So I know what broadcast they listened to, and I would suspect that they're probably going to listen to it again. So the thing I did is I made an appeal on the program, which is what I'm going to do now as well, just in case they're listening to the download the show that we do for our partner stations as well that you can download. If you're a listener, that is, in China, and listened to a program probably sometime between May 30th and May 9th, because that's when the letter was sent May 10th. So I would suspect you listened to a transmission around that time. You sent us the envelope only. Only the envelope. Now, if you are listening and you're wondering why you didn't get a reply, excuse me, then you know why. But don't worry, you can send it by email and just say, I'm the letter snafu who didn't put the letter inside the envelope. So, our email address for that is, don't send it to Happy Station, send it to our email address so Victor Gunatelica will then forward it to me, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. So send it there, and we'll do your best. We'll do our best anyway to get back to you as soon as possible. I think actually now it would be considered one of the strangest letters. You know, it's like the letters that we get from people saying, "Oh, can you please send me something that you were giving away on the show," but they don't include a forwarding address or a return address. You know, it's like, you know, imagine, I don't remember if it was a TV show. And I don't remember the name of the TV show, but there was this one scene where somebody had sent a letter to somebody, but they put the wrong pictures inside. Which then created a big problem for them. Well, I suppose that's better. At least it gives you something more to talk about than sending an envelope with nothing, doesn't it? All right. Time now for more music. And we're going to listen to two songs back to back because we recently received a CD from one of our listeners in Australia. And I think I talked about it last week. No, I didn't talk about it yet. A listener in Australia who knows that I'm a fan of especially music of the 1960s sent me a CD, which is called Australian Pop of the 1960s, Shake Baby Shake, which includes some of the biggest Australian artists at the time. It's a double CD, so thank you very much for sending it. We were spotted in more in depth on the program that you will hear in 2 weeks' time. So we're going to take a listen to two songs from this CD. And I decided, of course, to play something that, oh, you know what? No, we're not going to, yeah, we are going to do that. One of the songs, of course, is by a group that you all know, a group called The Seekers, called On the Other Side. And that'll be followed by a group called Nomi Rowe and the Playboys with Que Sera Sera. And if you're wondering if it's the same Que Sera Sera that Doris Day made famous, yes, it is. A very different arrangement, but nevertheless, still very fun. But we begin with The Seekers on the Other Side here on Happy Station.
Everybody ought to be over on the other side.
Don't you tell me, get to work at nine. Gonna do things in my own sweet time.
I'm moving over on the other side.
Moving over on the other side.
Come on and follow me, you'll be satisfied. On the other side,
the sun will shine.
On the other side,
everything is fine.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Well, that was certainly different from Doris Day's arrangement. Normy Rowe and the Playboys with Que Sera Sera, Whatever Will Be. Before that, the Seekers, On the Other Side. And this is from a double CD that was sent to us from a listener in Australia. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And now to respond to a question that we've been getting from a number of people that have been writing us about our test transmissions. Initially, the test transmissions was supposed to be 4 weeks, and we extended it by four. Then we extended it by another four, and then we extended it now by another four. how long are you going to do this? Well, okay, we can't keep doing test transmissions forever. After this four, we'll have to wait and see. Only because we're getting some interesting data that has been coming in from this. But neither myself or Victor have really had time to sit down and to really look at it in full. So eventually at some point we're going to have to say, okay, we're not going to do any more test transmissions because now we have enough data. The only thing I can say is you'll have to wait and see about that. But of course, you never know, things could change at the last minute. So that's where it is for now. Again, if you want to listen to those programs, you can tune Sundays from 13:30 to 14:30, starting this week on 11835 kilohertz. It begins with our interval signal, which sounds like this.
This is PCJ Radio International. This is PCJ Radio International.
That, of course, is our interval signal for when we sign on. And there is a reason for playing that, because I know that a number of our listeners have old-style, non-digital tuning-type receivers. So they may not know if they're on the right frequency or not. But, yeah, that's what to look for at around 13:30 when we sign on. And, you know, send us as much details as possible, especially on signal quality. And what I mean by researching the data, as you're probably aware, especially over the last 10 years or so, there's been a lot of discussion in many places about the effectiveness of shortwave as a broadcast medium, and if there are any listeners. Now, I can tell you right now, and I don't have all the data with me, but I can tell you right now, just with our 1 hour once a week on a Sunday, mind you, at 13:30, at 1300, as it was, or it has been, the results are showing different information than what people have been saying about, oh, nobody listens. People are listening, and they're not all DXers, which is a good thing. And we were getting into a discussion this week about shortwave broadcasting on our Facebook page, and it seems that some people just don't understand or refuse to understand or look at reality that shortwave broadcasting is not effective for certain regions of the world. It's just not. North America is one. Europe and Australia, New Zealand would be third. Now, we did two test transmissions a few weeks ago. One that was targeting Europe, excuse me, and one that was targeting North America. And you want to know something? I have to tell you right now, that data I can give you right now, because it was a polling. There was just no listeners. And the people that did write in, I knew them already, and I knew that they would probably tune into it. But it wasn't what I had wanted. Excuse me, again. I'm coming down with a call. I think of the air conditioning. So yeah, they weren't really effective. Now, if I compare that just to the transmissions that we do for Southeast and East Asia, if we get, let's say, okay, the Sunday that we did the two for Europe, the one for Europe and the one for North America, let's take North America, okay? For every one letter that we received from a listener in North America. Letter. Well, not email, but we didn't go through email yet. Collect the data from that. But for letters. For every one letter that we received from a listener in North America, we received around 13 letters per letter from listeners in Southeast and East Asia. 13 to 1. For Europe, it was even more dismal. For Europe, it was for every one letter from Europe, we received some 18 letters. 1 to 18. Well, I think that's a clear sign right there. Now, there are some people within the SWL community and DX community, and I should stress not all, because if I don't say not all, people are going to jump on me. I go, how can you say that? And cry like a bunch of babies. There are some who just don't accept the fact that it is dismal. And that's it. And there's no point to spend money on transmissions to an area where nobody listens. Now, at one time, the BBC World Service claimed to have around 2.3 million listeners on shortwave in North America. When you take into consideration that the whole population of North America, including Canada, at the time when that survey was done, was probably around 290 million, perhaps, maybe 290, 95 million. I'm not exactly sure the exact population at the time. That's not very much. So, of course, they stopped shortwave and started now having their programs relayed through National Public Radio. At the time, people were saying, oh, you're losing all these 2.3 million listeners, etc., etc., which is actually total hogwash, because the BBC World Service now has more listeners via NPR than they previously did when they were broadcasting on shortwave. This is from the BBC's own figures that they put out this week. The figures for North America, Canada, and the US have actually gone up dramatically. And they're relaying on FM and AM. But there are some people who just don't, you know, they just don't want to admit to the fact that this is the reality. You know? And I think it's time that broadcasters stick up and say, you know what, enough is enough. Because there's a certain group of DXers out there, a certain group led by a certain individual who is probably, and I know this for a fact, he is probably one of the most hated men by international broadcasters. I know this because international broadcasters have told me they don't like him. They think he's a bit silly. And I'll give you an example. There's one broadcaster that we talked on a regular basis, and I was talking to their frequency manager, and his name came up. And we just had a jolly good laugh, because what was funny, he said, this guy would write and say, look, you're getting interference from some station in Latin America. And he said, yeah, he would write to him saying back, yeah, but that is not our target audience. Our target audience is nowhere near it, and this station in Latin America is causing no co-channel interference in our target area. And you'd think that would be the end of it. But then this person wrote back and said, yeah, but there are millions of people here that want to listen. Millions? Trust me, if there had been millions of people that want to listen, this station would have actually even broadcast to North America. They never did during their history. They never had a North American service. They never targeted programs to North America. But, I mean, this is the thing. You know, when I say sometimes there's some in the DX community who just don't get it. They just don't get it. Very sad, you know? Very sad. But anyway, what can we do about it? Absolutely nothing except just smile and ignore them. Time now for more music. I had to do a little bit. That's a bit of an editorial. I had to do that. I had to get that out of my system. Because of a long ongoing discussion that's been taking place on our Facebook page this week with another person who was just, ay vey, completely mad and insane. I don't even want to mention any names, but just somebody who's loony as all loony as can be and doesn't have any sense of reality. So I thought we'd have a song now, which is a funny little song. And I the first time I heard this, well, no, it wasn't the first time I heard it, but the first time I had heard it, not from the film or the play, was while I was shopping, because I was walking This is in Toronto, Canada. Ooh, how many years ago? Many years ago. And I was at the Eaton Center in Toronto, and there was some music, you know, the Muzak that was playing over the internal music system. And this song came on, and it was one of those moments you just stop and you think, I know this from somewhere. Couldn't put my finger on it, but there's something about it that I know. And then after a while, I was humming it. And then when it stopped playing, it was in my head, and I was like, da, 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 da. Some of you are wondering, you know what that is already, right? It took me a while, and then I realized, I know what it is. It's the song Springtime for Hitler from the musical comedy The Producers by Mel Brooks. Here it is for you now from the original New York cast recording, The Producers, Springtime for Hitler.
Germany was having trouble, what a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory.
Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around and then we found the man for you and me. And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay.
We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Winter for Poland and France.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Come on, Germans, go into your dance.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
One of the greatest comedy musicals ever, Springtime for Hitler from The Producers. Actually, my original intent today was to play a tribute to Broadway, but we didn't end up doing that. So let's do that now for the remainder of the show. We're going to listen to a song called Bring Him Home from the musical Les Misérables. If you haven't seen the film, go and see it. Fantastic. And that'll be followed next by Oklahoma from the musical Oklahoma.
God, oh. let him rest, heaven blessed. Some must die one by one. How soon they fly on and on. And I am out and will be gone. Bring him peace. Bring him joy.
Making lazy circles in the
What a Beautiful Morning and Oklahoma from the musical Oklahoma. And before that, Bring Him Home from Les Miserables from the original New York cast recording. Well, you know what? We are nearly out of time. Before we go, once again, if you want to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also download this program and all past editions by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and we always look forward to hearing from you. Now, we're going to end a little bit different today, and I'm going to dedicate this, actually, to all our listeners of World FM, because I've been tuned in quite often, and on Saturdays, actually, we relay World FM on our FM relay for Taiwan. And they play some absolutely fantastic world music on the station. Now, if you're not in New Zealand, I would check out their website, www.worldfm.co.nz. Listen in. They've got a fantastic schedule. They play some great music. So I thought we'd end with a little bit of world music today as a little say hello to you, all you people all down under. No, that's Australia. I think New Zealand is even further down under. So we're going to end with a group called Nuevo Manteca. This is a release that was made by Radio Nederland a few years ago, and it's called Credo. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, au revoir, and sayonara.